Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program is a tribute to the survivors of Hurricane Harvey, to the people who made the rescue efforts. Stay tuned. Well, you know, Texas is, what, 1,000 miles away from where we are now, where I live now. But for many years, Texas was my home. And so even though it's 1,000 miles away, it is close to my heart. And today's program salutes the survivors of Hurricane Harvey. It was a little over a week ago on August the 24th that Hurricane Harvey made landfall in the Gulf of Mexico, all along the Texas coast, a drastic flooding in Houston. So I'm going to read just a little bit from the New York Times, and then we'll listen to some music. Hurricane Harvey brought torrential rains and catastrophic flooding as it churned through southeast Texas for days. Beyond the billions in damage to homes, businesses, and roads, the storm has taken a human toll, so far claiming the lives of at least 47 people across 8 counties, officials said, a number that is expected to grow as rescue efforts shift to recovery. I am reading from an article published in the New York Times on September 2nd, that's today, by Julie Bosman. As the flood waters recede, the picture of Harvey's devastation is becoming clearer, but the range of victims and their circumstances, with some found alone in their homes and others lost while undertaking rescue operations, reflect the wide reach of a storm that battered young and old alike. So I want to play a song that has always haunted me by Richie Havens. It's called Hurricane Waters. Richie Havens lived to be 72 years old from 1941. He passed away in 2013. But before he died, he recorded an incredible legacy of music. His final studio recording was an album called Nobody Left to Crown, which he recorded in 2008. And just one of the most beautiful songs that he's ever sung, Hurricane Waters. And then we'll follow that up with the Pretenders live in London in 2010 with Chrissy Hynde singing lead, I'll Stand By You. Let's start with Richie Havens.
I will carry you through the hurricane water, and I'll remember you in the blue sky. Say I will carry you. Something happens when you're caught searching for an answer. When you're stuck in the middle of a place that you don't belong, yeah. When you start to lose sight of what's right and wrong, yeah. When we started, it was innocent. Cause when we started, it was innocent. I will carry you through the hurricane water. And I remember you in the blue sky. Say, I will carry you through the hurricane water. And I remember you in the blue sky. Until we meet again, until it's like it was, until then, until the answers start raining down, until the skies open up, until the trumpets start, until then, until the city and the country ain't divided, until then, until the spirit and the mind ain't fighting, until the scenes of tomorrow and today finally play. Yes, I will carry you through the hurricane water. And I'll remember you in the blue sky. Say, I will carry you through the hurricane water. And I'll remember you in the blue sky.
Love you.
The Pretenders live in London in 2010, and we started with Hurricane Waters, sung by Richie Havens back in 2008. So yes, Hurricane Harvey, we've never seen a storm of this magnitude in the United States ever. It's such an unusual occurrence. Why, it's almost as if the climate is changing. Can we imagine such a thing? That rain which brings the water, which sustains all life, can also turn into a force of such magnitude. I live in a little house. It's about 1,000 feet above sea level, which I really count on my side at this moment. There is another hurricane out there in the Atlantic, swirling around way offshore, taking aim. I used to live in Manhattan. Maybe many of you already have homes in Manhattan as well as a little spot up here in our paradise, here in the Delaware River Valley. But when I lived in Manhattan, in the Chelsea area, I would look out and I realized, always to my amazement, that Manhattan is just this little island surrounded by water, and not too far to the south is a gigantic ocean. And then I always would notice that, you know, maybe 15 feet, how many feet would it take for New York City to flood? Well, thank God I wasn't in Houston. But the program today here on Now and Then is music as a tribute to the survivors and the rescue efforts going on in Houston for Hurricane Harvey. Cat Stevens is such a thoughtful and philosophical songwriter. He stopped making music for a long time. He retreated far into his faith and with his family. But he emerged to make his first secular commercial recording back in 2009. Cat Stevens is now Yusuf. Yusuf, it's like Joseph in English. It's the Arabic equivalent of Joseph. Yusuf released an album called Road Singer. And there's a song on here, very biblical in its bent. The song is called The Rain.
Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Wonder if the sun is gonna come again. Ooh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world, in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Wonder where all the good weather's gone. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. I gotta build a boat to carry us to sea. Tell me what the shape of it will be. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for every kind of beast. Tell me who the lucky ones will be. Tell me if we gotta build a world, what that world will be. if we're gonna build it well enough for thee. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for all humanity. Will there be believers with me? Everybody's thinking about the flood. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Wonder if the water's gonna turn to blood. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain.
Recognize John Lennon's voice, The Beatles, Rain, from 1966. And right before that, Cat Stevens returned to secular music as Yusuf from his Road Singer album, the song called The Rain. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Today's program is music and thoughts about Hurricane Harvey. I was reading a little earlier from a New York Times article. I'd like to read a little bit more from that. It was published today in the New York Times by Julie Bosman. And they report that as of today, Hurricane Harvey had landfall on August the 24th. And as of today, 47 people have died as a result. Nearly, and here's the quote, nearly all of those killed in the storm drowned. Many have not yet been identified. Some victims lived alone and died solitary deaths. They called and texted loved ones with reassuring messages as the storm took hold, only to be found lifeless the next day. There were those who braved the storm willingly, steering boats and cars through rising waters. Surviving family members said this week that their relatives were aware of the dangers of a storm that was bigger and more ferocious than any they had ever seen, but were overcome by a desire to help those who were imperiled. So there's a lot of stories out there about the rescue efforts going on and the incredible humanness, the incredible initial response to just want to help someone. Well, I'd like to play a song from David Crosby's album called Craws. When he returned full force to a solo career, he's had a string. He's been writing songs and has released some incredible recordings in the past couple of years. Craws was released in 2014. There's a song on here called Radio. And it's not exactly about a flood or a hurricane, but it's about being on a ship. And there's somebody in the water and they're drowning. And you reach your hand out and you help them. And after that, there's another singer-songwriter closely associated with David Crosby, Graham Nash. David and Graham were part of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And Graham released an album last year, 2016, called This Path Tonight. And he has a song, a beautiful song that Graham Nash wrote, called Beneath the Waves. And it does deal with that exact issue of climate change and rising waters and falling rain and floods. David Crosby, Radio.
Just like in the movies, a message comes through all the static in his, pulling just enough words from the storm-filled sky to know that someone, somewhere needs this. The radio runs to the house. Got that message held tight in his fist. An SOS off of the wireless, saying someone, somewhere needs this.
For you to look out, look down, and reach your hand into the water. Down and pull someone out of the sea.
beneath the waves, beneath the waves, beneath the waves.
Rolling over me, the weight of the water in my ears, holding my breath that's causing me pain for so many years, so many years.
From his most recent recording, that's Graham Nash. The album is called This Path Tonight, released in 2016. The song is called Beneath the Waves. Right before that, we heard David Crosby's solo album called Cross from 2014, the song called Radio. You got to reach out into the water and help someone, save them from the sea. Beautiful music. On a difficult topic. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Today's program trying to absorb the ramifications of Hurricane Harvey. Texas was my home for many, many years. I went to high school in Fort Worth and college there before I moved to New York City. So 1,000 miles away, but still close to my heart. And music has a way of helping me process these things. So, rain, flooding, drowning, water. There's a song by Steve Winwood released also in 2008, the same year that Richie Havens did his most recent recording before he passed away. Steve Winwood's album called Nine Lives. There's a song called I'm Not Drowning. And it's really a metaphor for being overcome, overwhelmed by your emotions in life. And it's interesting because these events in nature are often the most powerful metaphors that we have for describing a psychological state, a certain atmosphere. So I'm Not Drowning, Steve Winwood. And then after that, Tom Petty released an album called Hypnotic Eye in 2011, and there's a song on there. It's not exactly about floods or rain, but it's about a desperate need to run, to evacuate, to get out, to take everything you have, to take all you can carry. We gotta run. So a couple of songs, the metaphors that might relate to some of the experiences, the horrendous experiences that people have endured in the past week or so. Steve Winwood, Nine Lives, I'm Not Drowning.
Thank you. standing in the pouring rain. Can see somehow cold comfort in the broken tree. But I won't let it bring me to my knees. I'm not flying, I'm not drowning now. Keep driving, don't matter if the highway's lost. Keep running, never turn your head. To meet the boss, 'cause I'm breaking, I'm not drowning now, I'm drowning now. Hey.
Thank you.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from Hypnotic Eye. All you can carry, take all you can carry and leave the past behind. When people in Houston were notified that the Hurricane Harvey was approaching, decisions had to be made. Are you going to leave? Are you going to stay? And when you leave, take that picture of your grandmother. Take all you can, because that's what you get to keep. What a horrible, horrific thing. What a complicated situation. I would like to read a little bit more from this New York Times article by Julie Bosman. In Galveston County, three men aged 54, 59, and 83 were each found alone after the storm, drowned in their houses. Galveston attracts outdoorsy, headstrong, loner-type folks. Sounds like some of my friends around here, said Aaron Barnhart, the county medical examiner. Presumably, they were attempting to ride out the storm, she said on Friday, adding that surviving previous hurricanes in Galveston could have left some residents feeling invincible. Quote, they think they can handle it. They may have been a stubborn old man who said, I've lived my life, and if this is it, this is it. While many in southeast Texas banded together to survive, there were others who died after venturing out to help others. There's quite a few stories of that. It's a complicated situation. You know, the idea of this coming on the southern border of Texas, where we're going to be building a wall, where we're having immigration battles, and now where we have this total devastation, it's complicated. And I can't think of any singer-songwriter who has addressed some of the most complicated and thorny issues of our times than Bob Dylan. And given the idea of the hurricane and the rains and the flood, I wanted to play a song from his second release, the freewheeling Bob Dylan. A hard rain's a-gonna fall. Dylan was only 21 years old when he wrote A Hard Rain's a Gonna Fall. And he premiered it down in the Village at the Gaslight Cafe. And there's another folk singer down there, Peter Blankfield. And here's a quote from Peter. He said, quote, he put out these pieces of loose leaf paper ripped out of a spiral notebook, and he starts singing Hard Rain, and he finished singing it and no one could say anything. The length of it, the episodic sense of it, every line kept building and bursting. And then a few days later, after that Gaslight Cafe performance, on Carnegie Hall, on September the 22nd in 1962, he sang it in a concert that Pete Seeger had organized. And he wrote it before the Cuban Missile Crisis, when President JFK gave his warning to the Soviet Union about nuclear missiles in Cuba. And a lot of critics at the time have interpreted the lyric Hard Rain as a reference to nuclear fallout. But Bob Dylan himself has resisted the specificity of the interpretation. In 1963, just a year after he wrote, a couple of years after he wrote the song, in a radio interview with Studs Terkel, this is what Bob Dylan said, quote, "No, it's not atomic rain. It's just a hard rain. It isn't the fallout rain. I mean, some sort of end that's just gotta happen. In the last verse, when I say the pellets of poison are flooding the waters, that means all the lies that people get told on their radios and in their newspapers." Bob Dylan.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. So a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard rain, they're gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, and it's hard, it's hard, rains are gonna fall.
Blue sky. I will carry you through the hurricane water. And I'll remember you in the blue sky until we meet again, until it's like it was. Until then, until the answers start raining down, until the skies open up, until the trumpets start. Until then, until the city and the country ain't divided. Until then, until the spirit and the mind ain't fighting. Until the scenes of tomorrow and today finally play. Yes, I will carry you through the hurricane water. And I'll remember you in the blue sky. Say, I will carry you, carry you through the hurricane water. And I'll remember you in the blue sky. Hey.
Richie Havens, Hurricane Waters. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you found today's program satisfying. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's a few seconds before 4 p.m. The temperature has fallen slightly. It's now 63 degrees. It's going to be raining tonight. Chance of rain 90% tonight. Lows going down to the lower 50s. Rain again tomorrow, 90% chance. Clouds tomorrow night, but Labor Day Monday is going to be mostly sunny,